Do the Mario swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario, take one step. And then again, let's do the Mario all together now. You got it. It's the Mario. Do the Mario, swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario.
Who says gun crime doesn't pay? Run the proper Radio Redux titles! Hello everybody, I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire! Do do do! Other than that, I'm also Archange UK, welcoming you to the Sonic Rex Award Show, hosted on Radio Redux. Sonic Rex Awards, now in its second year. Do not let anyone fool you into thinking this is some kind of new adventure. There are people around saying, I haven't seen this before, that means it doesn't exist. I belong on South Park. But they'd be wrong. This is actually the second annual Radio Redux Awards, but certainly the first Radio Redux show in conjunction with the Sonic Rex Awards. But second annual Sonic Rex Awards. A vastly expanded award show. Awards this year. With, I believe it's 16 awards. So I think there was 11 the previous year. And even that's including the Silver Hand. Sonic Rex Awards, much less serious than their counterpart, the Sonic Sight Awards. Not linked, but we do kind of play up the fact that it's held before the SSA, and it's kind of a lead up to the SSA, so everyone can get the unseriousness out of their system they act all serious and proper for the real awards, the Sonic Sight Awards, in a month or so's time, I think. Not sure. The actual awards haven't been said yet. Anyway, I have in my hand a piece of paper, which, other than saying that Hitler won't invade, also says that I have the full results. See, paper. Yes, so I'll be ruffling through these awards. Hopefully we'll get them all done in a moderate amount of time. I've got an awful lot of music for you to listen to as well, because it's more or less a normal Radio Redux show, but slightly expanded to incorporate all of this. We've got a very small Q&A UK section later on, because I've got a few questions from one of our listeners. Strict viewers, and so we'll run through all of these with much gay abandon, whereupon the climax will be the unveiling of who has won the Sonic Rex Silver Hand Award. The Silver Hand being our very, very super duper super speciale award. Which is not to say that these people are the best, or this person is the best, or this event was the best. Not giving away any clues as to who's winning it. But that they've put so much effort in over X years, or not as the case may be, that it simply deserves recognition. Last year's winners of the Silver Hand were Shadow the Hedgehog. Due to the fact that they just kept going when the majority of their then hosts off there on Planet Dreamcast, I think it was, had just the rest of it had basically fallen completely into unupdatability and just fallen away into the mists of time, and yet Son of the Hedgehog still updated. Obviously they've updated so much that they've forgotten that they actually won the Silver Hand last year, because I can't seem to find it on their site anywhere. I was just having a look over it the other day. Their site is looking very nice, I must say, but it has no notification of that you won the Sonic Rex Award. Okay. Gratitude for you. We'll get on with our first award in a minute, which is for the best humour-related Sonic site. But I should probably tell you what the last piece of music was. That last piece of music was an Overclocked remix. It was by Adrian Holovatti, whose probably name isn't pronounced Holovatti, but he did it now. He's at the Italian, because it was Super Mario Bros. 2, Gypsy Jazz. Also sounding slightly like I should be buying insurance from ING. No, Gypsy Jazz, Super Mario Bros. 2. Super Mario Bros. 2. So we've got this First of all, in a minute, however, I'm going to have another little bit of music before I get into that. And it's from, believe it or not, a Sega 32X game. The Sega 32X special version of Space Harrier, and this is the level 1 theme, the classic level 1 theme. See you in a bit. Ready for the first Sonic Rex Awards. I love Space Harrier. It was brilliant, just running, stroke, flying along, and then strange dragon coming out of nowhere, with usually many heads, some made of stone and throwing fireballs at you, and cactuses flying around all over the place, and waves of ships. Oh, it's fantastic. Anyway, the best humor-related Sonic site. This is for a Sonic site that is humorous. Yes. Ha ha. Yes, 2005, it was won by Sonic Vegemite, who is indeed one of the nominations for this particular award this time around. I should, I'll give you a full list down of who actually got nominated in every single award, because it's only fair. From the top, then, the actual range of nominees, I'm going to actually get through to the final stage in a minute, but people who were nominated were, in no particular order, the Mystical Forest Zone, in Sonicnia, who is a part of the Mystical Forest Zone, who therefore didn't go through to the final nominations because that wouldn't particularly be fair. Then we had Emerald Coast, Power Rings, Sonic's Basement, and of course Sonic Vegemite. So the final five that went through were obviously Mystic Forest Zone, Emerald Coast, Power Rings, Sonic's Basement, and Sonic Vegemite. As you probably gathered anyway, and didn't need me to explain, but I did so anyway for bonus features. So yes. Now then, in reverse order, with 26 votes, that's 9% for all you lovely people at home, in a slightly surprising turn of events, I must say, I expected these people to do a lot better. Power Rings came in fifth with, as I say, 26 votes, 9% of the vote. Bit of a surprise. In fourth, Emerald Coast, with 45 votes and 15% of the vote. In joint third, because I just made a mistake, it's going to go so well, isn't it? So in joint third with Emerald Coast, who weren't in fourth necessarily, also with exactly 45 votes, again, 15% obviously, Sonic's Basement. Which means the winner is either going to be Sonic Vegemite or the Mystical Forest Zone. Huh. Well, the winner has 32% of the vote and 93 votes in total. That person is Sonic Vegemite! Sonic Vegemite has won, for the second year in a row, the best humour-related Sonic site. Mystical Forest Zone came in a very close second with 85 votes and 29% of the votes, but 93 votes total and 32%. Sonic Vegemite has won yet again. Congrats to you, Sonic Vegemite. First person ever to hold their award. But then again, this being the first award in the second year of the awards, not major historical event, but yes, congrats. All award winners will hopefully have their awards ready by the time this goes out, depending upon whether or not I've got round to it, because obviously the Sonic Rex awards themselves are a lot nicer looking than any other awards because they're funny and unique and just lovely. He says opening a can of Coke because he is gasping. It's very, very hot in here today. Always the real thing. Yes, so, that was your first award. One down. 15 normal ones to go, and then the silver hand. So, this is a very good time for another piece of music. I think we might do it this way, actually. Just do one of these, and then another piece of music. What is next in the playlist, he says, looking at the playlist. Actually, we're going to have two pieces of music, first up. Mainly because they relate to each other. In fact, it's going to be a Crazy Taxi double bill. Hey, it's time to make some crazy money. Are you ready? Here we go. Okay. Yeah. Stop!
listening to
Radio Remix.
And we are back. We are back, and we are back with our second award. This was for the most original concept. You can't see me doing the air quotes because this is obviously just a audio podcast, but the quotes are there. Basically, what I meant by it's most original is that it could actually be an original concept. Indeed, a couple of the nominations we had were indeed generally original concepts. Obviously, by using the quotation marks, you can say that it is a actually dumbass idea, a stupid, stupid idea, and the entire thing is meant in a sort of sarcastic, nay, jesty way. That's a jesty way, a jokey way, for the people out there who can't understand what a joke is. And they know who they are. Right. Most original concept was won last year for Blaze the Cat. Yes, Sega won last year for Blaze the Cat on the basis that anything was better than Big the Cat. And that's how they won last year. In fact, they won by pretty much a landslide. Unfortunately for Sega, they haven't done all that well this time around either. Only had 5 nominations. I will read these out in more or less alphabetical order. Insomnia, for its great work that it does. Insomnia, obviously a sprite comic on the Mystical Forest Zone. Next up, for nomination was 2 nominations for Sega. Yeah, they did even better this year. They got 2 nominations for Silver the Hedgehog, because, you know, it's a hedgehog. And Sega also got a nomination for Sonic Wildfire and their idea of, let's make Sonic the star again, because, you know, that's really original. Yeah. So, our 4th nominee was Sonic Basement, for all that Sonic Basement does. Obviously, there are a second genuinely original nominee. And finally, Sony got nominated. Sony's first ever. So I just adjust my mic, get it a bit further away from my mouth so it's not redlining as much. That's a bit better. Sony got their first ever Sonic Rex Award nomination for their revolutionary movement centering system, which, although impressive, is basically just slung in there because the Wii has it. The Nintendo, what was the Nintendo Revolution, now the Nintendo Wii, WII, has that. And of course, they don't exactly have their own Rumble feature anymore, Sony, because they're getting their pants sued off of them. And that rounds up your 5. So, who won? Well, in a 5th place was Sonic's Basement. Sonic's Basement, you got 11% of the vote, and 33 votes in total. Well done to you. In 4th, the PS3's revolutionary, not slapping it as the Wii has it, movement censoring system, with 13 votes, just 4 more than Sonic Basement. So, in 3rd, just missing out by 3 votes below 2nd place is Sega for Silver the Hedgehog, which means the winner of the Most Original Concept Award is either Insomnia or Sonic Wildfire. Who's it going to be? Well, the winner with 79 votes, 27% of the vote in total, and just beating the second place nominee by 5 votes is Sonic Wildfire. Sega have won it again. Sega have won the most original original concept idea stroke whatever award again for the second year running. This time it's for Sonic Wildfire with their idea of let's make Sonic the star again. As I said, 27% of the votes. And Sonic the Arcade a well-deserved second for all that they do. It was really was. I had the opportunity to obviously review the results as they kind of changed after, and it was really was a close thing between the two Sega nominations and in Sonic the so just 3 votes between second and third, and 5 votes between first and second in Sonic the being on 25%. So yes, that's 2 awards out of the way. 2 awards out of the way already. We're not going to have another piece of music just yet, because we just had 2. Those last pieces of music, because I didn't actually say what they were again, was from Crazy Taxi, as I said, and it was The Offspring with All I Want, and then A Bad Religion with 10 in 2010. 10 in 2010! Uh-huh. So, our next award up is for the Best Specialist Sonic Site. Now, Best Specialist Sonic Site was won in 2005 by, I think, the now defunct Mystic Fox. I don't think they're around anymore. But then again, they never affiliated with me, despite the fact that I gave them full affiliation and they said they would. So, to you. We had, it was quite a few nominees for Best Specialist Sonic Site, and those were in, as I said, we'll do it alphabetical this time. Eggman Empire was the first up. Now, I'm very happy to say, okay, if you there was must have been somebody out there who remembered that last year in the Sonic Rex Awards for the Specialist Sonic Site Award, I meant to put Eggman Empire in it, and I forgot. And I was very pleased indeed that the very first nomination, when Phase 1 rolled out for the Sonic Rex Awards this year, the very, very first nomination I got through by email was for Eggman Empire. So whoever it was that sent that, thank you very much. You made me a very happy man indeed. Next up, Emerald Guardian. Emerald Guardian, the Knuckles site run by Timper and some of the SSMB cohorts. A new site that's picked up a few nominations in this year's Sonic Rex Awards, and is making friends and impressing people at a vast rate of knots. Next up, we had Silverblade Stadium, who didn't get through, unfortunately, into the final round. Then, we're obviously not doing this in alphabetical order because I haven't listened to them in alphabetical order because I'm a silly, silly person. Next up was Sonic Extra, who again picked up quite a few awards, did very, very well in last year's Sonic Site Award, despite only really being in existence for about the 2 or 3 months prior to that. Also a affiliate of ours, and who disappeared for about 3 months and have only just reappeared on the radar, having had all sorts of problems. I mean, really have with network providers and internet space providers. Oh, they had the full works happen to them. So they have managed to make it, obviously all about Sonic X, run by the former Christopher Hedgehog, and our fourth nominee who actually made it through was Knuckles Chaotix .info, the site all about a, well, it's sort of half and half side. It's mainly due to details all about the Knuckles Chaotix game, obviously, but also follows through with very valuable information about Knuckles in the games and in the comic series, and also the history of the Chaotix team, all the way from the early days with the Metallics, and when Knackstruck Fang was in there, and all details about members of the Chaotix team, past and present, and how that's changed about. A very valuable resource. And our fifth nominee was the Sonomy site. They got nominated last year for this as well, as I recall, and that was Twinkle Park. Twinkle Park got the fifth nomination. So, those are your nominations. Those are who you nominated, guys. So who's won? Well, in fifth place, we have no one. Because in joint fourth place, we have 42 votes and 14% of the votes, Sonic Extra and Twinkle Park. Those two sites making a very strong fist of it, actually, in the way the voting went. Congratulations to you guys. In third, with 19% of the vote, with 56 votes in total, was KnucklesChaotix.info, who came in third there. Congrats. KnucklesChaotix.info actually had a pretty meagre showing first off. In fact, I think they were last for a very long period of time before people sort of did what I wanted them to do, which was actually check out these sites, which is why I put obviously all the links on there in full, so people could actually check these sites out. As soon as people realised that, they did very, very well indeed, and they really did catch up. And that leaves then, which turned out to be quite a titanic battle, it has to be said, and between Eggman Empire and Emerald Guardian. Eggman Empire obviously being around for several years, and Emerald Guardian being a newcomer. So, who won out of these two? The winner is going to be told after this music break. Next up, we have you may remember a few shows back when I had my sort of Metropolis trilogy. We're actually going to have a little trilogy of music now, all to do with sand. And there's a nice sand link between these. So we're going to have a bit of a big break. We'll tell you who won after that, between Eggman Empire and Emerald Guardian. So it was a close fight for a very, very long time. But who pulled out in the lead in the end? We will see. This next piece of music coming up is Sand Hill from Sonic Adventure. See you on the flip side. We'll be right back. And those last pieces of music were, after, of course, Sand Hill from Sonic Adventure, we had from the Sonic & Knuckles remix album, Sandopolis. And the last piece of music we heard was Way to the Base from Sand Ocean. So, I left you in a bit of, well, a bit of a manufactured cliffhanger, in much the same way you can actually manufacture from papier-mâché a cliff, which if you then get a green marker, you can, you know, scribble on the top of it to make it look like grass, and then get some pipe cleaners to create a small man. If your father works in a toothpaste factory, you can actually get a vast array of misshaped toothpaste tube caps and create a man out of that, especially if he has a top hat. And you can actually have him clinging on to the cliff. Thus, you're creating an artificial cliffhanger. Yeah. So who did win then? Who did win between Eggman Empire and Emerald Guardian? Who will take Mystic Fox's place as the best specialist Sonic sight for 365 days? Who will take it? Who wins? Who loses? Y'all decided. The second place sight has 24% of the vote. The winner has 29% of the votes. 84 of the votes total. The winner is Eggman Empire! Eggman Empire triumphed over its rivals and won. Hooray! Seriously, guys, well done. Congrats to you. And I hope this acts as an impetus for you to keep updating, okay? Our next award up is for an award for the best use of images / graphics. Now, this was won last year by Shadowground, who have since moved on to becoming Shadow Flash. Flash, obviously, is a shadow site, which, as you, I'm sure you know from my various dealings with them, changes looks and changes versions. They'll have had about three different versions out by the time I finished this particular broadcast. Yeah, but as I say, they didn't even get nominated this time. So I don't know why, but maybe they should just stick to one thing! So annoying! Ugh. No matter how good they are, they should really stick. Now, rather usefully, these particular awards move over onto two pages, so I've actually got this. Anyway, best uses of images and graphics. This is it's in a creative aspect, in that they've been used in a very clever way, or essentially it's just the best looking site. What these following sites, you know, just you looked at it and you just went, damn it, I wish mine looked like that. How the heck did he do that? I'm so goddamn jealous of him. / her. / it. / them. / front crawl. You know. Yes, so there was one nominee who didn't get through to the final five, and that was in Sonic Year. And specifically in Sonic Year's special effects. Now, the reason they didn't really get through is because in Sonic Year's special effects obviously went done by Sonic Year. And while it is an absolutely excellent collection of SFX, that doesn't really qualify them to go forward, as I'm sure you can kind of understand. Anyway, so our final five nominees are The Sonic City Network, TSC. Yes, you guys got a nomination, as I'm sure you know. The Shadow Realm. Concept Mobius. Sonic's Basement, picking up a third nomination. Sonic's Basement doing very well this year, nominations. And rounding it off, THE Sonic World. Not Sonic World, THE Sonic World. At thesonicworld.net. So who of these behemoths of creative la-di-da has won? Well, the answer is... Oh, I've just had to mute the mic because I've been sneezing like a bitch. Oh, damn. There is something in the air in here that's really causing problems. Probably, I don't think it can be dust anyway, because my room is quite clean. As I'm sure most of the leaders out there will know. I'm only joking. And fifth, we have TSC, the Sonic City Network. You came in fifth with 25 votes, a respectable 25 votes, and that was 9% of the entire vote. Sonic Basement came in fourth. Sonic Basement still not enough to win, I'm afraid, Sonic Basement. But yes, you got 13% of the vote with 38 votes in total. Then we had, in third place, The Sonic World with 55 votes. God, I almost went into Dredd's yeehaw voice then, and I really don't want to because you all kind of suffered enough last year. If I do that again, you have my permission to slap me, okay? Which you can do via email with eSlap. And that leaves us with, well, so you see, I look at these results, and I was going to say it was a close-run thing. In fact, it wasn't. However, for purposes of that it would be unfair, I will use the drum roll one more time. It's either the Shadow Realm or Concept Mobius, and I think you might know who won, actually. Just by me saying that the winner had 108 votes. 108 votes, and we had 294 votes in total, and they had 37% of the vote, okay? The winner is Concept Mobius. Concept Mobius won, and it's a well-deserved win. The Shadow Realm did exceptionally well. They got 23% of the vote, which was 68 votes in total, as it happened. But you have 37% of the votes, well over a third of the actual total. The actual total votes. Concept Mobius, I only stumbled across Concept Mobius recently, and it's one of those sites where, you know, it's one of those sites you literally just stumble across. And it graphically, I'm not sure about content necessarily, because none of it seemed to be working when I went there. But graphically, it just leaps out at you. It is entirely deserved this year. And who was? It was Nuclear Envoy. Nuclear Envoy, well done indeed, my friend. You have won the Sonic Rex Award for the best use of images and graphics. Congratulations to you. Our next award up is the Best Sonic Resource, but before that, I think it's time to have some more music. We'd obviously had our little Sand Trilogy last time round. Let me just see what we have lined up for you this time. It's a piece of Sonic classic music, Sonic 1, the Starlight Zone music, and that's coming up for you literally right now. Thank you. I am Maurice Chavez, and we are talking today about morality. However, before that, let's talk about the best Sonic resource of 2005. And I did it again, didn't I? Hang on. Ow! The best Sonic resource of 2005 last year was the Sonic Stadium, who actually didn't get nominated. Sonic Stadium did not get nominated for this award, essentially, this year. In what I mean by that is on their sort of the conglomerate whole. And obviously, Dredd knows all about conglomerate holes. Oh! Did he say that? I think he did. So, yes, Sonic Stadium did not get through. Did not get through. Because, well, to be fair, due to all the restart they've done, the lovely new design, despite the fact all the work they've done on some sort, the actual resource-wise for Sonic Stadium hasn't been in too good a shape for a while, as Dredd will quite happily admit. So no, they didn't make it through. They did not make it through this time. That left contesting in alphabetical order, we had Sonic Cult. Sonic Cult, obviously an excellent Sonic site, and they were our first nomination. Our second nomination was the oft-forgot Sonic Official Art Archive, who do an absolutely sensational job providing all us webmasters with excellent high-quality PNGs and JPEGs and just general images of Sonic games, past and present, concept art, the lot. It's really is something you guys that you should be a bit more grateful for, in my opinion. And I'm very happy to see that they actually got nominated for this particular award. Next up, we have the Sonic World again, with their second nomination in a row. After which, we had Sonic Goda making, I think, their first nomination for the SWA. Again, oft forgot, and probably not nearly appreciated enough, Sonic Goda. And finally, we had, well, the Sonic Stadium didn't get in. However, a Sonic Stadium element got in, and that was TSS News. TSS News did very well last year, and they waltzed off with, to the sunset with a particular award whose name I can't forget. Actually, I think they won the most central service or feature last year, TSS. Going for a different award this year. So, who won? But in the grand scheme of things, we all won because we all had the ability to listen to this show. And if you believe that, I have some bridges you may be interested in buying. Yes, so that's a best Sonic resource. This wasn't really close. In fact, it was kind of a cakewalk. Which you might get when I actually tell you the numbers. Sonic Official Art Archive got 23 votes. You came in fifth, guys, with 8% of the vote. The Sonic World got 3 more votes than the Sonic Official Art Archive and came in fourth. And you had 9% of the vote, obviously. Sonic Cult, in a slightly surprising turn of events, came third. You guys got 42 votes, and that was 14% of the entire vote. Which means it is either TSS News or Sonic Yoda for the best Sonic resource. Well, the winner is TSS News with 154 votes. That's 52% of the entire vote. I think, I'm just going to have a little check at this with the other ones, I think that's the biggest percentage over all the awards, actually, TSS News. So he might well have been having loads of trouble with updating due to the fact that obviously a lot of people have left TSS News and it doesn't really update as much. There's been all sorts of trouble, as I know, getting hold of people for that. However, people appreciate the stuff you do, guys. TSS News with the first Sonic Stadium Award for this evening. Congrats. So Sonic Goda, 49 votes in total, and you guys had 17% for that, but well done. Well done for doing so well, all of you. Now then, this leads me on, in somewhat interesting pace, to... let me see, we're about halfway through, I think. Halfway through. We're doing pretty well so far. So what I shall do is we'll have another piece of music, another piece of singular music, which will be another remix, I think. And then we're going to have a little, very small Q&A UK. Nothing really major's come through the post bag, because I haven't really been pimping the fact that you should actually email me in for questions, because I really wasn't going to do questions. But I got a big load of questions from one particular listener, Stroke Viewer, so I'm going to do those in a minute. Our next piece of music up until then is going to be, as I said, a remix. It's a Mushroom Hill remix, Magical Mushrooms by Rexy, and that's a VG remix. I shall see you after this. And that was Rexy with Magical Mushrooms, a remix obviously from Sonic and Knuckles. Welcome It's time for some questions and answers. Answers and questions with some Q&A. So I say some, mostly not very much at all, but I had several questions in from Sam Lendrum, and I had those in, so it was worth actually checking this out, I think. Anyway. Question one of Sam's questions is, why didn't you make an April Fool's Day comic for 2006? Obviously, April Fool's Day 2005 was the Amy Rex one, which had comic tie-in. Quite simply, Sam, the whole April Fool's gag from this particular year was the entire site going down, being taken down by Sega, and me being sort of thrown in the clink. Because Sega were going to start prosecuting people like the bad, bad men that they are. And basically the man was going to stick it to me. So I was going to stick it back to the man. And there was a whole fake BBC page and all sorts of things like that. So obviously with the entire site going down, if there was a comic tying in with that, it wouldn't have gone down as well. I was amazingly pleased to find that a lot of people had actually bought into that. But yes, that's particularly why. Number two. I was going to make my own comic site. Do you have any tips? At the end of the day, Sam, you don't really... Do something that you enjoy, okay? It doesn't really matter if it's Sonic or Mario or Mega Man or any of the other sprites that tend to be used. It doesn't matter if it's a recolor. It doesn't matter if it's a sprite you've made, it's a sprite you borrowed. If it's an old sprite, a new sprite, something borrowed, something blue, if you're marrying it. It doesn't particularly matter, okay? Well, it might matter if you're marrying it, but never mind that. Concentrate on what I'm saying. Make sure it's something you enjoy, okay? Also, make sure you don't go the sci-guy way. That seems to have done me wonders, okay? So try and be creative. Try and get some kind of... But try and get some kind of storyline going, okay? I see question three is actually most people. Question three is most people think a comic should be at most 10 blocks long to be popular. And mine is longer. So why is it still popular and why so long? Basically, the comics. I found that as long as you have some kind of storyline going. Some overall storyline. Like, you can then sort of put little ones in here and there that were like mictakes or parodies of games or gaming elements. They've got to have some kind of reason. The reason why the Sonic Rex ones are kind of longer is that I want more things to happen in them. Because of the storyline aspect, often a lot needs to be said in one comic in order to get to a position where it can go on to the next one. So a lot of times it's just retail space needed to actually get everything done. And the other thing is, if there's like a storyline one that we've had recently with the monstrous, absolutely goddamn monstrous one that was the Sonic Rex special number 7 Ragnarok part 1. At the end of the day, it's all very well just going various insults between one character and another. You need something else happening on, something you need to have a sort of. And I like to have it that there's some kind of overall joke or big thing at the end of the comic, but I also like to have, you know, just several bits. Either sort of several one-liners in there or several just, you know, joke setups all the way through. The reason why Sonic Rex is also popular is because it doesn't pander to a lot of the stereotypes. There's also some stereotypes there, but it does have an overall storyline, which really not many other comics do. In the sprite way, it just seems to be, it's not the whole chuck everything into a sprite comic, chuck those sprites in, and just chuck those sprites in and just write some speech bubbles. Stuff happens, stuff gets flying about. I claim now, Sonic Rex has the most abused comic framework, physically abused comic framework, of any sprite comic anywhere. It's the inside's been smashed in the Mortal Kombat one. The inner walls were broken down. We've now had that it was Buck Knuckles hit Sonic so hard that he went straight across the other side of the comic and buckled the exterior because he hit it so hard in the new one. And it's just little things like that that make it so. Obviously, it also references the fact that it is a comic. It does realise that the characters do realise that they're in a comic situation. We have the at Sonic Rex, there is the storyline comic, and there's the OOS comic, the outer storyline comic, where the characters are sort of almost off duty in a way, but they still know they're in a comic. And it's then when the real life, again in sort of quotations, characters come in, like the Master Hand and like Hawk and possibly like some other characters who you may see. Question number four. The short answer for obviously the other question was, why is it still popular and was it so long? It's because it rocks. Last question we have is, does your site have an advertisement banner? I was going to advertise you on my site. Sonic Rex is the best sprite comic ever. Yes, it is. The PC must be full of sprites, and how do you make it so funny? My PC is not full of sprites, actually. How do I make it so funny? It's because I've got a very very large sort of scale idea of what's going on, and I can write junk very easily. apparently, this obviously shows the comics Escape from the City, which is a perennially favourite sprite comic of everyone. So I'll tell everyone about Sonic Rex and ask for them to advertise it on their site. That is all for now. Which is short. If you want to advertise, please be aware I will not advertise you back. Okay, this happened a little while ago, that people say if they put a button on their site, it means I will affiliate with them. No, it doesn't. It means that you had the opportunity. If you want to get a banner, Sam, if you go to bum 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 bum. Right, if you look at the left-hand side of any Sonic Rex page, if you then scroll down, you've got Sonic Rex section, then the Radio Redux section, then the Sailor Gem section, the Shadow Depository section, and then after that, there's the interactive section, which has got the Master Hand sort of clenching and unclenching his hand. There's sort of an orange-purple thing going on. You should have the SWA, then SW Forum, then Link to Us. If you click on Link to Us, you will get some animated buttons, a one static button, and a collection of free banners of various different ages, basically. If you save one of those, do not directly link to the actual image, because I will not be happy. But if you say, if you right click and do save as, and then use that, I will be most happy. There's also another sort of animated faux Sonic 1 startup screen one as well. If you want to use those, thanks very much. Thank you very much, Lou. And that's all for Q&A UK. We might have some more, depending if anyone sends any more in by the end of the day. I'm not so sure they will, but that's it. We got time for another award. Since I've lost all my pieces of paper telling me the awards, which isn't very useful. Right. Next up is the most underrated Sonic website of 2005. One was a tie. 2005. We had Shadowgrounds, which obviously was Shadow Flash, and Sonic Vegemite, who tied on exactly the same amount of votes. This one was a lot closer than the previous two, I must say. And the most underrated Sonic website had an awful lot of nominees, okay? These are the nominees we had. Sonic Vegemite was nominated for this award again. Sonic Vegemite did not go through to the final five, because, quite frankly, Sonic Vegemite went on and won the Sonic Site Awards Sonic Site of the Year with us. Sonic Rex won last year the actual SSA award in a tie with Sonic Vegemite. Now, if we and they won that very, very prestigious Sonic award, okay, how on earth can Sonic Vegemite be considered underrated? Makes no sense, right? So, Sonic Vegemite, you did not go through, you did not pass, you did not collect $200. Sonic Yoda was the next nomination we had in, followed in close succession by Sonic Extra. Now, our next nomination did not go through again. And unfortunately, Demex, Sonic Style, was a nominee, and they did not go through. Okay. Next up, we had the Shadow Realm, who did go through. Shadow Realm getting a second nomination. And also getting the second nomination, the Sonic Official Art Archive, which, again, I was monstrously pleased with. Sonic Basement did have another nomination, but they were our third not to go through, I'm afraid. And rounding up the five, we had the Sonic World. The Sonic World picking up a third nomination in the SWA. We will see how well they did in a minute. They have yet to win an award. Maybe this is your turn! Maybe this is your turn, the Sonic World. Anyway, once I've found my actual list, which is somewhere, where is it? Here we go. So, who won? Well, in fifth, it's not your turn this time, I'm afraid. Sonic World came in fifth. You had 45 votes and you had 15% of the vote. Not far ahead of you, with 17% of the vote, and 51 votes in total, was Sonic Extra. Sonic Extra came in fourth. 3 votes ahead of Sonic Extra, 18% of the vote, was the Shadow Realm. TSR, you came in third, which means it's either going to be Sonic Yoda or the Sonic Official Art Archive for most underrated Sonic website of 2006. So, who is it? Well, the winner is Sonic Yoda! Sonic Yoda with 29% of the vote, and you had 84 votes in total. Sonic Official Art Archive got only 60, but they did extremely well, getting 20% of the vote. Congratulations to you, Sonic Yoda. They were very desperate to get a Sonic Rex Award, as I know. They were one of the first sites to really get behind and go, yeah, come on, we want some of this. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Give us an award, come on. Well, you've got one. You'd be very pleased to know. Wasn't that cool, Jordan? Anyway, we must be halfway through now, so what we're going to have is another music break, because it's that time. Now, what I have lined up is actually quite a special little feature. It's by Carbohydro M, and it's actually 19 minutes 14 seconds long. Now, don't let that put you off, okay? Because I really do recommend you listen to this all the way through and not do anything really lame, like skip through. Because, you know, that's lame. Yeah. It's basically, think a sort of heavy metal medley of all the music from Link to the Past. Okay, it is absolutely cool. It's called Unsealed. It's coming up right now. Seriously, guys, it is so cool. You really want to listen to this. I will see you afterwards when we will be having the next award up, which is the Best Newcomer Award. So, who will follow in the footsteps of Sonic Style, who won it in 2005? We will see. Carbohydro M, Zelda Link to the Past, Unsealed, Medieval Music, Metal, Rock. See you then.
official podcast of SonicRex.com.
And we are back. Welcome back to Radio Redux and the Sonic Rex Awards 2006 show. I am still Art Andrew K, and we are back with the Best Newcomer Award, which is obviously for, a site that has been impressive. However, it is still, that is still in their debut year. Now, debut years is the time running from more or less this time last year to now. Okay? So we run it on the basis of that. So this is any site that has come alive. I kind of give it like a month either way, really, but in a way it's like 13 or 14 months, month period. But any site that was not around when the first Sonic Rex Awards took place, but is around now, is kind of valid for this particular award. Now, last year, it was run by Sonic Style, who have gone on to do bigger and better things, and we will find out who is going to follow in their, internet webpage-shaped footsteps. You know what I mean. Okay, so website, these websites are a year old or less at the time when the actual nominations came out. In a couple of instances, they've just hit their 1 year anniversary. But these were all the nominations. Okay, Sonic vs. Shadow, Nicknight Corporation, who is one of those sites who have just celebrated their first anniversary. Congrats. The Sonic City Network, who didn't get through. Emerald Guardian. Sonic Basement, again, who didn't get through. Nightbreakers. And Sonic Jimmy. So, where are the results? The results are in my hand. And in fifth place, with 5% of the vote, 14 votes in total, was Sonic Jimmy. Sonic Jimmy doing very, very well to get a nomination. Little Sprite Comic, who we might be seeing more of in the near future. So who was in fourth? In fourth was Nightbreakers with four more votes than Sonic Jimmy, and they gained 6% of the entire vote. Then we have a monstrous leap up to 62 votes that were gained by the third place site. 21% of the vote entire. And that was Sonic vs. Shadow. Well done, Sonic vs. Shadow. You gained a very respectable third place. Which means that it's either Nicknight Corporation or Emerald Guardian. And the winner of the 2006 Best Newcomer Award is Emerald Guardian! Congratulations, Timber! Emerald Guardian has won with 127 votes, 43% of the entire vote, pushing Nicknight Corporation into second place, who gained a quarter of the vote with 73 votes. So, yes, well done, Emerald Guardian. Emerald Guardian, the Knuckles fan site, well done indeed. Yeah, well done. So, one more award down. Now, our next award, because we're going to go straight into another award, is for the most essential service or feature. Now, this is a slightly peculiar award in that, the thing is, most essential service or feature, basically, it's an element of a site that transverses its own importance in a way. It's something that's respected by everyone and sort of used by everyone, and you will go out of your way to use this service if you have the opportunity. Now, with the Essential Service or Feature Award, you see, a lot of services are provided by TSS. It's just one of those odd situations that TSS has actually got three nominations on this, which might well have worked in the favour of the other two, to be honest, because obviously any dalliance of the TSS block vote from the SSMB people was kind of negated by that. So it was actually very, very close. If I look at this, it was kind of close across most of the board. I'll give you a little rundown of the actual. Where's the board sheet gone? Actual nominations. There we go. That's more like it. So we did actually just have the five nominations. Those were Nick Knight Corporation picking up a second nomination. Those were for the Sonic X downloads in multiple languages. There's some in French. You've got subbed, normal sort of Japanese, and the English US episodes as well. So. Excellent. Also, there's things like the banned Pokemon episodes and Boondocks and various other things. And they're starting on the Satam episodes now, I believe, is old Nick Knight. So, the second nomination was last year's winner, TSS News. Already bagged one award, of course, the best Sonic resource. Will they bag a second? We'll find out in a minute. Third up, we had Sega Sonic Radio. Obviously, a part of the TSS sort of networking thing, spiel, rah rah rah. But definitely deserving of a nomination. Obviously, we've had quite a lot of developments with Sega Sonic Radio recently, and there's all sorts of live casts now every. Well, more or less all the time. Obviously, you've got the AM and FM. Radio streams, but they've got a whole stack of DJs now lined up to bring you the very, very best in Sonic related randomness and entertainment. Something else that's lined up to bring you lots and lots of entertainment is the FTP service, Fast Feet Media. So this one would actually, if Fast Feet win, this award will actually go to Fast Feet themselves, and not TSS as a whole, and same with to Sega Sonic Radio. Go to the head DJ of Sega Sonic Radio. Our fifth nomination is another nomination, I believe, for the Sonic Official Art Archive. Very underrated as a service, and something that people really forget about. I'm kind of championing this, that we should be more grateful for what they do. Yeah. So, the results then on the most essential service or feature, because it's essential by God, in 5th place with 12% of the vote, 35 votes in total, we have the Sonic Official Art Archive. 4th, almost surprisingly 4th, Sega Sonic Radio with 15% and 43 votes. In 3rd, 16% of the vote, 47 votes total, is Nick Knight Corporation, which means TSS has got the award, but who is going to win it within TSS? That is the question. TSS News for 2 years in a row, or Fast Feet Media? It's TSS News! TSS News, for a second year in a row, wins the most essential service or feature, and you can't really argue with that. They win with 114 votes, 39% of the votes in total, pushing Fast Fleet Media down to second with its total of 55 votes and 19% of the vote. So, as you can see, very, very close, especially between second to fifth there. Only sort of, say, 3% between second and third, 1% between third and fourth, and number just 3% between fourth and fifth. So a very, very close run thing indeed. The next award up is an award that isn't actually given out physically, but I find it very interesting to actually run it every year. It is the Best General / Non-Sonic Webcomic of the Year. Now, what we mean by that is any kind of running publication that is a webcomic that has nothing to do with Sonic at all. So it's kind of on its own in the Sonic Rex Awards because it's actually got zero to do with Sonic at all. That leaves us. Who won last year? It was Control Delete won last year. Won by a landslide, as I recall, and they are indeed nominated this time. We've only got the five nominations, so I will go through these in no particular order. So obviously Control-Alt-Delete, Dueling Analogs, 8-Bit Theatre, Penny Arcade, and Weeble and Bob. So, who then has won out of these five? It's not doesn't really matter as much as any of the other ones, but well worth finding out. And trailing behind in fifth place, we had Dueling Analogs, which doesn't surprise me really because it's not one that many people have heard of, and doesn't have a tendency to just upset various people as well. Dueling Analogs, which is very clever of them to do so. Especially as you, because you really want to just annoy your audience, don't you? And a slightly surprising fourth place, we have Penny Arcade. 8% more than Dueling Analogs, with their total at 16%, 43 votes in total, which pushes into third Weeble and Bob, with 56 votes, 21% of the vote in total. Oh, now this is very, very close, guys. 8-Bit Theatre and Control-Alt-Delete, 8-Bit Theatre. Who is going to win? There is two votes between first and second. First has 28%. Second, 27%. So, literally, say, two votes. Who has won? Well, the winner is 8-Bit Theatre! 8-Bit Theatre takes the Best General Non-Sonic Webcomic of the Year away from Control-Alt-Delete. And I think that's the first instance we've had of somebody who's been up for the award for the second year in a row and not re-claiming it. So, an interesting, but it really was a titanic scrap between the two. It was back and forth, all the way through. And so there was a late charge by Weeble and Bob as well to say get up to 21%. But yes, those were those last three awards. No music break now. We're getting in. We're going to have our first of the new awards afterwards. After this particular music break, if I recall exactly what the music is. Where's my nice little thing? Right, we're going to have some Sonic X music with Sonic's Flight. From, what was it, the very first episode, of course, where Sonic's being chased. So, here it is, Sonic X, Sonic's Flight, and I'll be back straight afterwards with the Best Sonic Webcomic that isn't Sonic Rex Award. See you in a bit. Sonic's Flight there from Sonic X. Now we're back with our very first new award. This award was not available last year. However, it's available this year, so let's get on with it. It is the Best Sonic Webcomic Isn't Sonic Rex Award. Because, as you obviously all know, Sonic Rex is the best Sonic webcomic around. So, as you can't, we can't be nominated ourselves. Well, you know what I mean. Best Sonic Comic Award that isn't Sonic Rex Award. We had only 5 nominations, so that didn't mean me trawling through them to separate them out. In no particular order, then Emerald Coast, Power Rings, Insomnia, Sonic's Basement, and Nightbreakers. Those were the 5 nominations. But where did they come? Well, in 5th, with 18 votes, 6% of the voting entire, we have Nightbreakers. Nightbreakers coming in 5th. In 4th, again, a very poor showing. Very poor showing for Power Rings. Power Rings only getting 14% of the vote, 41 votes in total. I don't know if they just didn't know about it, or just people not getting behind them. That's kind of interesting. Sonic Basement, a very well done. You came in 3rd with 59 votes, 20% of the vote in dire, so 1/5 of the vote you gained. Which means it's either Insomnia or Emerald Coast. Two rather different sprite comics we have here. The winner has 37% of the vote compared to 23% for second place, which is 109 votes versus 67. So the winner of the 2006 inaugural Best Sonic Web Comic That Isn't Sonic Rex Award Insomnia! Insomnia, congratulations to you! Congratulations! And celebrations! In America, you win award. But in Russia, award wins you! Well done, Insomnia. well done indeed. So that was the award for Best Sonic Comic Collectors and Sonic Rex Award. And we have, I think, the last of our old awards coming up for you right now. That is the biggest disappointment of the year. Now, biggest disappointment of the year does not necessarily mean that the whole award is a negative concept, because it's just a little way of saying, you know, I really wish that hadn't happened. Okay. Last year's one, so it can be a concept, it can be an event, it could be a site or something that's happened to the site. In fact, that's a couple of the nominations have been like that. The list is as follows for the actual nominations. These didn't get through. Sega for Silver Sonic the Hedgehog. Lack of content in Sonic Stadium's shiny new design. Sven and Roy Jocelyn in Sonic Riders shirts on the basis that it wasn't sexy enough. A Sonic site who shall remain nameless. .net. Who didn't make it through because I disagreed. Sonic Riders. Who did get through. Shadow the Hedgehog. Not being as great as everyone hoped, did not make it through to the fifth and final placing. In Sonic Mania's 200th comic, now I didn't quite see what was wrong with this, but there was several nominations for it. I just think that, I think it was, in Sonic Mania, it was just the fact that they thought it should have been a bit more of a sort of hooray, celebratory thing. I don't know why, like I said, I got two or three nominations for that, so I don't agree with it. But we'll find out how you did in a minute. You shouldn't be upset anyway, you've just won the Best Sonic Webcomic, so that proves that they're wrong. The fifth place was taken up by Sonic Extra Vanishing. Now, obviously, I've already said before, Sonic Extra vanished for the best part of, 3 months. And so they are just coming back on the scene now, and we wish them a speedy recovery. So, who won that particular award? Well, the results are as follows. In Sonic Mania's 200th comic, gained only 14 votes, which is nice, and well deserved that they actually came in 5th, because obviously they didn't deserve to be in that particular position at all, and they polled only 5% of the vote. So big relief all around at Sonic Mania. And in 4th we had Sven and Roy Ross. Rewind. Sven and Rory and their Sonic Riders t-shirt ensemble type thing came in a roundly lambasted 4th with 37 votes in total and 13% of the vote. Only 4%, which in this instance was 12 votes behind the 3rd place Sonic Extra. Oh, I'm sorry, of course, that'd be 4th place. We actually got 6 in this particular one. So it's around the 4th placed Sonic Extra, who were themselves only one vote behind the 3rd placed Sonic Riders, it being a nominated for being for having a rubbish end boss, causing injuries to GameCube owners, and generally being a bit pants. So that was actually a sort of a Sega stroke Nintendo nomination there, but it was so close it still gained just 17% of the vote. So same percentage of the vote as Sonic Extra, but just one vote more. Which means that the biggest disappointment of the year must be either Silver the Hedgehog for Sega, which would be very disappointing for Sega, because that would be just another award they've picked up that's not the most brilliant thing ever. And Sonic Stadium. So for a lack of content, it's shiny new design. Now then. The winner has 86 votes, 29% of the entire vote. The second place site has 58 votes and 20% of the entire vote. The winner of the biggest disappointment of the year goes to... Sega! Sega won it again! It's Silver the Hedgehog! The quote I got for the actual nomination was just, oh dear, and oh dear is all I can think to describe Silver the Hedgehog as well so far. Sonic Stadium, rejoice! You did not win the biggest disappointment of the year, however you're still in line for an award down the line, possibly. The Sonic Stadium was nominated for the SWA Big Boot, so we'll see how they do later, but it's time for some more music, you'll be pleased to know. And it's our rock classic, I believe. So I will leave you with the Radio Redux rock classic for today, and I will see you after that. Ta-ta.
The best music. Radio Redux. Rock classic.
That was Toto with Africa. A lovely piece of music there. That was your Ready Redux rock classic for the day. It's not something that perhaps people are that aware of. I can remember Toto because they were sort of early 80s, I think they were. So I think Africa's probably older than me, or at least sort of maybe a year younger than me. I don't know. It's around about the same age piece of music, but certainly deserving of the Rocker Classic mantle. Our next award up will be the another new award. It's the biggest OMFG! Let's get ready to rumble! Award moment of the year. So, now that I've deafened everyone, apologies if you had your volume on, something chronic. I will go through the OMFG nomination list. If I can find the OMFG nomination list. Where has the OMFG nomination list gone? I had a full list of things to say. OMFG, OMFG, and OMFG again. But I appear to have lost it. This is not good. Where is it gone? I do not know. And in fact, there's only the five anyway. So, in say no particular order, the Sonic voice actors sacking Messrs. Drummond et al. Being got the old heave-ho by Sega. Now, this news was discovered by Chibi-Goku and Nick Knight, so in the event that this award is won by Sonic VA, the award will actually go to Nick Knight Corporation, so you know. Round of applause for Chibi-Goku and Nick Knight for getting that news out. Getting that scoop. The next nomination was for a hedgehog. Guess which one? Yes, Silver the Hedgehog won another nomination, and so this is the biggest OMFG moment. So we'll see how Silver does. And in third, the third nomination is the announcement of the Summer of Sonic, a very, very recent event indeed, event that's going on at the moment, and I highly suggest that you check it out. Number four, our fourth nomination is, he is the Finn the Man, the Finn the Man. Yes, the sinister and slightly slim Robotnik, the Weight Watchers program obviously paying off for him, gained him a nomination in this particular award. And Sonic Jimmy comic number 15, slightly randomly, also got a nomination. And even more surprisingly, managed to get through. So, congratulations, Sonic Jimmy. You got, I think it's your third nomination in the Sonic Rex Awards this year. We'll see how you do. You're going up against some very stiff competition. But we will see. Now, the result. The result is... Oh, too many pieces of paper. The result is stupidly close. With, sadly, the exception of the fifth place... Sonic Jimmy comic number 15, in a very interesting situation, polled 15 votes, and they got 5% of the entire vote in total. Now, then it gets stupidly, stupidly close, okay? Fourth, there was a Sonic VA Saki announcement, that gained 63 votes. 21% of the vote in total. Third place, polled 24% and 70 votes. And that was the Summer of Sonic announcement. Which means that the winner of the first biggest OMFG! 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 What am I gonna do? Moment of the Year award is either another award for Silver the Hedgehog, or it goes to the Thin Man, the Sinister and Slim Robotnik. Either way, Sega has won yet another another award. Sega has so far won the most awards, I think, which is slightly not disappointing, but slightly confusing in a way. So I'll tell you what, the winner has 73 votes. So who has won? Sinister Slim Robotnik or Silver the Hedgehog? With 73 votes, the winner at 25% of the vote is Silver the Hedgehog and the Sinister and Slim Robotnik with 73 votes each. Each polling 25% of the vote. It is a tie. And I don't mean a necktie, I mean a dead heat. I could separate them by doing some kind of runoff, but what would be the point? Robotnik's too fat, even if he's slim, to run anywhere, and Silver doesn't run, apparently. So it would just be the most boring race ever. I don't want to subject you to it. I could flip a coin, but that would be silly. The war goes to Sega anyway, so it wouldn't matter in the slightest. In which case, congratulations, Sega. You have won the biggest OMG moment of the year, and you won the shock and awe and American bombings that you want to, you know, whatever. So, Sega win again. You win again. All the rest of them, I lose air. Just fun. I'm not going to sing anymore. And, well, it's time for another piece of music. After that, we'll have another new award, which is the Sonic Bricks Award Big Boot. We'll explain that afterwards. But now here's some music. You're listening to our Radio Redux.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog. All hail. From the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face. Through the halls and the corridors, stinking in blood, he tasted his grin, and it tasted good. The king took his head, left him broken and dead.
only one.
That was Motorhead with King of Kings, and that leads us into well, not the King of Kings, but the Laziness of Laziness with the SWA Big Boot Award. Now, this is a new award. It's basically a symbolic award to be given to a site that doesn't update enough, at least in your opinion. Say, in the opinion of those who were nominated, this was the situation all told. Okay. Where's that? Where's the Big Boot Award gone? Aha, here we go. Sites you love these sites, you really appreciate what they do, however they just do not update enough for your liking, and you want to send them a message in a bottle, but sort of throw the bottle at their heads and just say, hurry up, god damn it, we've had enough of this. And these were the nominations. There were only five in alphabetical order: Kids Sprite Comic, Sonic Style, quote, hasn't updated comics since early March, has done mine updates, but as the comic is the main reason for the site, I don't think this counts for much. Ooh, burn. Burn, Demix. Sonic vs. Shadow. Sonic Vegemite. And in a shock horror situation, especially for the lack of content on its new site, the Sonic Stadium. So, even though, obviously, all this stuff with Summer of Sonic, all this other stuff, there just hasn't been enough specific updates for the liking of some people. Well then, we will have to see who has actually won the first SDRA Big Boot Award in 5th place, with only 4% of the vote, 12 votes in total, still did very, very well to get nominated, is a Kid Sprite Comic. A jump of 10% leads us on to 4th place, with Sonic vs. Shadow gaining 41 votes in total, and obviously 14% of the entire vote. In 3rd, with 57 votes, 19% of the total vote, Sonic Vegemite. Which means it's either Sonic Style and Demix or the Sonic Stadium and Dreadnux to win the SWA Big Boot Award. Very nicely, both of these sites understood what it was to why they got nominated for this particular award, and even more nicely, took it in good grace. So, the winner has 37% of the vote, with 108 votes. The second place site has 76 votes and 26% of the vote. So, still, you know, well over a quarter. In second place is, with a drum roll, if I can find the drum roll. There's a drum roll. In second place is Sonic Style, which means that the Sonic Stadium has won the SWA Big Boot Award. Congratulations, Dread. You have achieved your aim of winning a novelty award that resembles a large shoe. Congratulations. You can cross that off your life goals list right now. Yes, 108 votes in total for the Sonic Stadium, with 37% of the total of votes. Congratulations, miseration. Yeah, to the Sonic Stadium. Well now, unless my eyes deceive me, We have only got 3 votes, awards rather, left. 3 awards. So I've got a lot of music still to get through, so we're going to have some of that now. We'll have a couple of bits of music, and I will be back with an award I really should have done last year, I think, but I never got round to it, so it's certainly being done this year. It's for the most improved site of the year. And I will also give you the nominations for that now, before we get on to the music itself. Quite a few nominations, I think there was. Where's that gone? Aha! Yes, there was quite a few nominations. Our first nomination, who actually didn't get through, was Insomnia. Got nominated for Most Improved Site of the Year, along with Sonic Style and Nightbreakers. All three of those got nominated for this particular award, but didn't get through to the final five. The final five are, again in no particular order, Sonic Yoda, the Sonic City Network, Dark Rush, Toxic Hill Freedom Fighters, and another nomination for Sonic's Basement. Sonic's Basement obviously has a very, maybe not necessarily a great array of fans, but certainly very, very loyal ones, it seems. Yes, they certainly have improved a lot over the last year. So then, who has won? Who has come where? And why and how? Well, I'll tell you what. You can find out after this music. You're listening to Radio Redux. It makes the wheels on the bus go round and round. It's in your head, in your head. SWA. Yes. Now you know for a fact that if you open a zombie's head, you will find cranberries in it, because that was the cranberries with Zahame. Before that, we had... What did we have? We had Skachacha, the digital remaking version of that from Sonic Rush. And I left you with the most improved site, didn't I? Just quickly remind you, Sonic Yoda, Sonic City Network, Dark Rush, Toxic Heel, Freedom Fighters, and Sonic Basement, who are battling it out with pickaxes for this particular award. So who has the biggest pickaxe? Who has the biggest implement of toolness? We will soon find out. So... In the fifth place, doing very, very well to get nominated and gaining 17 votes. 6% of the entire vote. It was Toxic Heel Freedom Fighters. Congratulations to you guys. In fourth, we have Dark Rush. Dark Rush, you came in fourth with 32 votes, and that is 11% of the entire vote. In third, pressing very closely for second place, was TSC, the Sonic Seed Network. They gained 70 votes and polled 24% of the vote entire. Which means that the winner of the most improved site of the year, for its harder, better, faster, stronger, and just generally not doing drugs because it's a winner type of motto, is either Sonic Yoda or Sonic's Basement. No, then. Have Sonic's Basement finally, after all these nominations, managed to get their hands on an award? Well, the winner polled 100 votes. The second place site polled 75 votes, which is 34% versus 26% in the favour of Sonic Yoda! Congratulations, Sonic Yoda! You won the most improved site of the year. 34% of the votes, over a third. Well done indeed. Commiserations to Sonic's Basement. However, I think you'll find that your showing within the leagues of recognition will go up immensely after this. You did very, very well indeed to come so close and gain all these particular nominations. Our next award is the yet another award, new award, and it is the SWA Creativity Award. Now, this award caused a bit of consternation, especially amongst some of those nominated. Now, it seems, apparently you cannot, according to some people, do fan art versus graphics versus fan art. Apparently, there is no way on earth for you to justify this, and it should be separated in the future. I think you will find, once I read out these results, that it was actually very, very close. So I was very right indeed to actually put it down as this. In the end, how many paintings have been made based upon literature? Be this religious or common literature, fairy stories, nursery rhymes, general works of adult fiction. Lots of artwork. There has been lots of fan art, excellent fan art, made on very rubbish fanfics. There has been fanfics made upon various pieces of artwork, various shots and stills from animes and things like that. And obviously the graphics can tie in both of these. So That's my justification for actually doing this and lumping it all under the SWA Creativity Award. I could have just not done a Creativity Award at all, and then you'd have all been in the muck, wouldn't you? And you'd have to wait for the SSA, and you wouldn't be able to say that I won this or I got nominated for this. All these four people highly deserve to get nominated for this award. I sincerely suggest you check out all their stuff very, very soon, if you have not done so already. So, the nominations were, again, no particular order. The nominations were... For fan art, Airlight. For fan art, Echo Hawk. For fan fiction, Hogfather. And for Concept Mobius in its entirety, Nuclear Envoy. Like I said, this was very, very close. Fourth place polled 40 votes. 14% of the vote, which is a very high number of actual votes to come so low down. Normally that would gain you about a third. And that was Airlight. Airlight came in fourth. There was a titanic scrap then between the upper three. And one particular individual pulled away and then got caught and then got passed. But did they re-catch up and pull away again? Well, in the winner polled 94 votes and gained 32% of the vote overall. There was a tie for second, each gaining 80 votes, so it was all very, very close. The joint second place sites gained 27% of the vote. Like I said, that would normally get you, if not second outright anyway, but first in something like this. The winner of the SWA Creativity Award 2006, is it Hogfather, Echo Hawk, or Nuclear Envoy? It's Hogfather! Hogfather, with 32% of the votes, 94 votes overall, beats Echo Hawk and Nuclear Envoy into a tie for second. Congratulations to you, Hogfather, and I hope you enjoy your nice cuddly award, which I will get to you as soon as I have the ability and time to do so. Right, well, that is all the other individual awards done and out of the way. We have the two main awards coming up for you, which is obviously the Sonic Rec Special Award for Best Overall Site of 2006, and the SW Silver Hand Award for Special Achievement and Recognition. However, it's time to take a bit of a break, I think, somehow. I will leave you with some music, and I'll be back as soon as I am able. I kind of need a drink, so this would be an excellent time to do it. This is Shadow the Hedgehog and Cosmic Fall from Shadow the Hedgehog, and I will see you in an undisclosed period of time. Enjoy. We're back. We are back. And that was Cosmic Fall from Shadow the Hedgehog, followed by, just now, the Egg Hawk boss from Sonic Heroes. We are into the final stages, and we have our penultimate normal, in a sort of non-special way, award. That is the Sonic Rex, well, I say it's not special, it's the Sonic Rex Special Award for the Best Overall Sonic Site of 2006. In 2005 it was run by TSS, but who will win it this year? We will find out momentarily. So, who got nominated? Well, there was actually 6 nominations for this one. It was Insomnia, Sonic Yoda, Nignite Corporation, Team Artel, who didn't make it through, the Sonic Stadium, who did make it through, and Sonic Vegemite. So those are our 5 nominations. In Sonic Mania, Sonic Yoda, Nignite Corporation, the Sonic Stadium, and Sonic Vegemite. So who has won? Who has won? Well, in 5th, polling 26 votes, 9% of the entire vote, is Nignite Corporation. In 4th, 34 votes, 12% of the entire vote, is Sonic Vegemite. In 3rd, with 14% of the vote, 42 votes in total, is Sonic Yoda. Which means that the Sonic Rex Special Award for Best Overall Sonic Site of 2006 either goes to Insomnia or the Sonic Stadium. Who's it going to be? Well, the winner with 149 votes, 51% of the entire vote, beating the second place site into second place with 15% of the vote, is the Sonic Stadium! The Sonic Stadium has won for a second year in a row the Sonic Rex Awards for Best Overall Sonic Site. Congratulations to you in Sonic the Air. Forced into second place with 43 votes, 15% of the vote, just shading second place over Sonic Yoda. Congratulations to Insomniac, the Mystical Forest Zone. They have done exceptionally well this year. But the Sonic Stadium wins by another landslide. Congratulations to Dread and all of your minions. So yes, TSS doing exceptionally well again this year. This will be the last year that the Sonic Stadium is eligible for the Sonic Rex Special Award for Best Overall Sonic Site. Mainly because it's come to a time when it was kind of noticeable in this particular awards that, well, the TSS block vote, the SMB block vote, has at the moment a kind of severe impact upon the awards. It's not to take anything away from the Sonic Stadium, but it has been noticeable, and this has actually been agreed by Dredd in prior to this, that perhaps something should be done for next year and the third SWA. But yes, by a landslide, and well deserved, I think. Best Overall Sonic Site 2006 is the Sonic Stadium. Round of applause! Woo! Yeah! So, that leaves us with one more award. The Silver Hand. The Special Silver Hand. The award that we give to a site that deserves respect and recognition as a thank you for all that they have done over however many months, years they have been involved in the Sonic community. So, who has won and is following in the footsteps of last year's winner, Shadow of a Hedgehog. Well, we will find out after these pieces of music. And those last pieces of music were... what we were just listening to was Ice Cap Zone, a remix, OC remix, the Metastasis remix, to be precise, by Sharon. And there's also Sonic 3. Before that was Sonic Adventure, Danger Chased by Rock for Lost World. And at the very beginning, we had Sonic 3D with Green Grove Act 2. Well, it's time. It's time to announce. Time to announce who has won. Who has won the Sonic Rex Silver Hand? Who joins the elite of Sonic-related sites? And who has provided us with a ton of stuff that we should really be thankful for? Well, the site that has won the SWA Silver Hand was actually officially opened on August the 16th, 2004. It moved on May 30th, 2005, from an org address to a net address. And then moved again, very, very recently, to an info address. The person who actually has won this award has been attacked by a pack of wolves, has broken an arm, a leg, had a tumour, and had wisdom teeth removed, once wore a fursuit, and currently is, well, living in Sweden, and their full name is Per Magnus Patrick Andersson, because the winner of the 2006 SWA Silver Hand is KnucklesChaotix.info. Quite simply, KnucklesChaotix.info is a very, very well done specialist site. It simply is. It has a vast array of information. It has games, information on the characters, it has cheats for the various games, fan art, fan comics, videos and flashes relating to Knuckles and the Chaotix, fan fiction, hacks, music, various other creative elements. Quite simply, KnucklesChaotix.info has, over the past 2 years, just performed and performed and performed, and it is very impressive indeed. Might not necessarily be the most graphically advanced site in the world, might not necessarily be the most popular site in the world, but how, whatever you want to say, information-wise, about this specific game and these specific characters, it is fantastic. It didn't win the Specialist Site Award this year, but it has won the SWA Silver Hand Award. Congratulations, KnucklesChaotix. Congratulations indeed. And that is the end. There is no more, for you see, I have reached the end. There is no more paper. There is no more paper. There is no more paper with information on it. That's it. I can give you the rundown of how many votes we had total. We have 294 votes total. That's your statistic. Take it to the bank. I will see you at the next Radio Redux show, whenever that may be. Next month now, I would have thought, because I've kind of run out of space with this show, I would have thought. And that's it. That's all I have to say. If you have any questions you want to send in for the Q&A UK section on the next show. Send them to Archangel UK, A-R-C-H, Angel UK at sonicrex.com. Yes, a new email for you to remember. And I will see you next time. I'll see you next year with another award show. Hopefully I will see you next time with some more fun and games. Hopefully a Chaotix episode. We shall see. And I will see you next time. This has been Archangel UK. This has been the Slick Rex Awards. This has been Radio Redux. This has been...